Author Glennon Doyle shares in her book Untamed, "You are here to decide if your life, relationships, and world are true and beautiful enough for you. And if they are not, and you dare to admit they are not, you must decide if you have the guts, the right, perhaps even the duty, to burn to the ground that which is not true and beautiful enough and get started building." So I just want to share a little bit about myself with those of you that don't know me as well. And maybe you do, and maybe I haven't shared this with you, but I grew up Lutheran. And at the age of 18, pregnant with my first son, I started attending a non-denominational church and continued to be there for the next 26 years as it grew into a mega church. There were a lot of things that I did not agree with my whole life, but I always thought there was something wrong with me. I would always try to follow their rules, and that never, you know, didn't work out for me very well. I did, when I had children, try to do the best that I could, raise them in my faith. I prayed for them all the time. One of the things that I would pray for, which I am embarrassed to admit now, is that they would not be gay, because I thought that's what a good parent did. When my youngest son was 16 and in high school, he came to me and told me that he was taking a boy to homecoming. And my world was rocked. It all turned out okay. I knew in that moment that this is who he was. I knew I had to start examining my own beliefs, because the church we had been attending, you know, he had been volunteering there since he was 12. So for 4 years, he was an active part of that church. And then they said, "You know what? You can't do that anymore." And I said, I don't think that's what Jesus would do." So we left and began my deconstruction of my faith. I often go back to that moment and I think about the courage that it took him, that he had to have to be able to come to me knowing my beliefs. But he was brave enough to do that. And our family is better because of it. I am a better person because of it. It ultimately led me to this church. I didn't even know the UU church existed prior to that. And that has been such a blessing. And I just want to share with you all, I think it is up to each one of us, not just the queer community, but all of us, to be our authentic selves. That's the only way for us to learn from one another and to love each other fully. I can't love you if I don't know the real you. You can't love me if you don't know the real me. It's a different version. Yeah, that was a life-changing moment, and I just admire the courage that he had. Poet, artist, activist Alok, if any of you are familiar with Alok. Authenticity. Alok says, "Authenticity is a courageous act. Committing to authenticity will be difficult, unruly, and frustrating. People who claim to love you may only love their version of you, not your true self. Asserting your true self and undertaking the difficult yet beautiful process of self-creation is a courageous and necessary act." Now, I know that there are some of you here who don't fall under the rainbow umbrella, and maybe you're thinking, how does this apply to me? I think, though, if you're in this church, you're embracing the community. And it's important to be an ally. But I just want to also share these words on imagination and being an ally by Douglas Taylor. There is one word that is particularly vital to understanding people who are in some way different. One word that allows for the hospitality towards strangers to be real and authentic. One word for the work of being an ally to come alive. The word is imagination. Imagination is the critical piece of recognizing and honoring differences. There is no way to fully understand another person's experiences. You know your own experiences. Someone may be able to tell you about their experiences, but you can't fully understand them the way we like to think we can. In a very real way, we are each isolated within our own perspectives and experiences. I can only know what is going on from my perspective. You can tell me what you see and experience, but I have to filter what you tell me through the only connection I have with the world, and that is my own experiences. And that would be a dire scenario if that really were the end of the story, but all is not lost. There is hope through imagination. Imagination builds a bridge between what I know of my experiences and what you share with me of yours. This is why so much of religious language is built upon metaphors. I have an experience and then use analogy to help you imagine what my experience was like. Imagination is the bridge. There are a great many things I have not experienced. I don't know what it's like to have a parent die. I don't know what it's like to feel threatened because of my skin color. I don't know what it's like to be openly gay. I don't know what it is like to be in prison. I don't know. I've never experienced any of these things. I can, however, gain enough of an understanding of each of those because I can listen. And because I have experienced many other things, and I know how to listen, and I have a good imagination. Stretch yourself. Imagine a new possibility. Begin where you are. Listen to other people. Entertain strangers in your midst. And stay open to the hope of new being bursting into your life in ways you've never imagined. Now at this time, we are going to form two lines. We are going to do a glitter blessing. So if you would like to receive a glitter blessing, you're going to let us know. First, let me read this first. Today we offer a glitter blessing, a recognition of the sacred beauty inherent in every person. Glitter has long been a symbol for the LGBTQIA+ movement of gritty, sparkly hope in the face of prejudice and oppression, of joy and pride in the face of hatred and bigotry. Glitter is resilient and tenacious. The briefest beam of sunlight causes it to shine out even in the dustiest and dreariest of spaces, and its beauty comes from its brokenness. Glitter sparkles because it is many different broken pieces coming together, changing in every moment as the light changes. This glitter that we share with each other today is a reminder that each of us is beautiful in our own sacred imperfection, our ever-changing selves, our glorious plurality. So now as we play some music, you're invited to come forward. Aaron Roberson is going to help me out to help it move along a little quicker. And then, let's see, I want you to show us where you would like the glitter blessing. On your face, you can do your forehead, you can do your cheek, your arm, your hand. And then when you're done, circle back to your seat. If you cannot come forward today and wish to receive this blessing, please raise your hand and one of us will come to you. Sherry, do you mind playing a little music while we do this? Whatever you got. I'm sorry, I did not put that in the plan. And I'll ask Aaron to come forward now, too. I guess I can go a little bit on myself, too. Bless myself. I invite you to pause with me as we come to the close of this ritual. Look around at all the beautiful, shining faces that surround you. At the amazing thing that is our blessed bodies gathered in this sacred space together. Everybody in this space and beyond is a holy thing. Every person, a sacred being made of stardust. Take a moment now just to marvel at how extra glittery we are today, how fabulous we are. I am so grateful for all.